Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Self-Atove Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. Welcome to the Self-Atove Radio Show, your station for self-realization. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call that number and you want to participate actively, press 1. The number again, 805-285-9749. This is David Wolf, your host of the Self-Atove Radio Show, here in the Self-Atove Studios with Marie Glashine. Hello, Marie.
Hello, David. Hello to our guests and listeners. Today, David, I'd like to start the show. I'd like to start the show because there is something on my mind. Last night, I was surfing the net, and somehow I felt really pulled to look at what was happening in Japan. Maybe it's the first time in history that, you know, like really a natural disaster is have so many footage, like live footage, because in Japan they have so much technology, and in Japan many people are just like cameraman. It's the way it is, and maybe I feel like some of my attraction was because in the early 90s I did spend 6 months in Japan, so maybe I felt some, you know, affinity with Japan situation. Of course, I know that our show is not a current event show; it's our station for self-realization. And what was surprising is that, you know, I watch one video and I saw the footage. And then I would look for another one and I saw the footage. And then another one. And then I saw myself spending hours just watching one footage after another, reading one article about the same story, the same thing. And I didn't really understand why I was doing that. Well, what was my motivation? I couldn't do anything for them. Not exactly anything. I did send, you know, a donation to Food for Life because it's an organization that I know we use every penny to distribute foods and elevate people's consciousness, help them through food distribution. But still, why was I watching so much? It was like almost like an obsession. I needed to hear more, see more, read more.
You're not sure why you were watching another video and another article. You know, what was the interest? Because it was the same basic ghastly scenes. And so you're not sure what that was about, that you were just impelled to click another and click another.
Yeah, exactly like that. And still reflecting on it. And even I did that last night, and I went to sleep. And as I was going to sleep, I was reading some spiritual literature, you know, to elevate my consciousness, to be able to see the bigger picture. And even as I was absorbed there, I was also still absorbed in the images of those disasters. But also, as I was absorbed in the image of the disaster, there was something deeply spiritual that was also going on for me, mixed in the middle of I don't know what. It was a sense of, like, you know, like the ephemeral nature of the physical realm, how, you know, like a big wave can just take everything we have created, everything that those people had. It's just like in a few minutes, a big wave is just taking it away. And then looking at those images of those big houses and the cars that were swept away by the wave, it seems so insignificant. Like toys, it looked like little toys, little, like, you know, like if I was looking from way, way far away land, and I was looking, or another planet, and I was looking in that, you know, I felt like it's like I was looking at a pile of ants, in a sense. So, and in that way, I was connecting with like deeper source of realization about the ephemeric nature of my life, the ephemeric sense of this life, of and everything being temporary, everything can, that could be swept away from me, and a sense also of like, what will I do? What consciousness will I want to have if I was, you know, in a, driving my car on one of those highways and seeing that wave of junk and houses and car coming towards me, knowing that I'm not going to escape.
Well, thank you for your sharing, Marie. As you say, that we are not a Sofitel radio show, not a current event show, not a political show. And your sharing is certainly related to some international current events. At the same time, your focus is not from the point of view of a news story or a political slant. This is your station for self-realization, Sofitel Radio Show, and that's what I'm hearing in your sharing. That you're reflecting on matters related to these current events and these horrific events in Japan. As it connects with self-realization for you and others, it's described. It's described. There's three categories of miseries that, in the material human context, we naturally experience. Miseries from our own body and mind. Right? Sometimes we want to focus on something, but our mind goes here and there. And bodily ailments. Miseries from other living entities, whether it's a relative, a neighbor, or a mosquito. And adidevic means miseries coming from natural disturbances. And that's earthquakes, hurricanes, like that. And we might attempt to alleviate them. Like we know in Japan, they work so hard that they're quite organized and technologically advanced. But they're going to happen. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to make efforts to reduce the miseries and alleviate. At the same time, I feel like that is part of life in this world. And so, what I'm hearing from what you said, Marie, from your sharing, okay, that's part of life. Miseries from natural disturbances and body and mind and other living entities. So, how are we responding to them? How are we preparing ourselves to respond to them? And we're every day, practically every hour, if not each moment, we're experiencing some form of those miseries. Sure, not as severe or catastrophic as what's happening in Japan, but qualitatively it's the same thing. And so you were considering carefully, okay, if you were about to face that particular catastrophic thing, yeah, how would you like your consciousness to be? Okay, how would you like your consciousness to be? And right, because it's not about, at that point, it's not about preparing. Do you have the house you really want? Do you have how's your bank account? Right? How would you like your consciousness to be? So for ourselves and our listeners, I'm hoping this is not sounding like a theoretical conversation. Because again, whether it's severe catastrophe, or each moment we're encountering, we're reacting, we're responding to different miseries of life. And to what extent do we respond to them by numbing out? To what extent do we respond to them by pretending they're not there? To what extent do we respond to them with anger, irritation, it's not fair, shaking our fist in the air? To what extent do we respond to them with spiritual consciousness from that eternal plane? To what extent do we respond to them with anger, with foolishness? These are important questions.
Thank you, David. Yeah, I like the fact that yes, the Japanese more than most people on the planet, most country on the planet. They have a lot of technology. They have a lot of, you know, they have abundance, money, technology, facilities. And they were well prepared. They had walls all around the coast, and they had shelters and all that. And even so, they put so much effort to protect themselves. Now, there was a power stronger than them that swept them away. And then to think that I'm secure because I secure my bank account, or because, you know, I'm paying my mortgage and my house have a good insurance, and that, you know, like I go to the doctor regularly, the dentist, that you know, I'm making sure I have a retirement plan. It's not going to solve any of those misery you're speaking about. You know, if a meteorite fall on my house, it's going to fall on my house. And and then there is all those misery from my mind. And those are not going to be solved either. Yeah, so to really see how much effort I want to put in protecting myself while knowing that I can really not protect myself, that there is nothing in the world. And so why would I spend a lot of my energy or thought process in protecting myself? And then what's really the place I want to be? And I was thinking, I'm reading the Bhagavad Gita lately, and I was thinking how I like to see that it's God coming to pick me up. That big wave is just God, that He's there, and He's going to embrace me and take Him with me. And that's how I would like to respond, to really like be happy to see the wave.
Thank you, Mary. You're listening to the Self-Utope Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We invite you to write in on our blog talk chat or call in 805-285-9749. If you call in and you want to share, get coaching, share your insights, comments, agreements, disagreements, challenges, support, press 1 after you call in. Also, we encourage you to check the Safatov website, safatov.com. I'll spell that for you. S is in Stephen, A, T, Thomas, V, Victor, A, T, Thomas, O, V, Victor, E, safatov.com. In the library section, there are links to many, many radio shows over the past more than a year. Also, there are videos and articles. Also, at the Safatov website, safatov.com, you can get your copy of our book, Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. And also you can download your free copy of the CD, 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. On the Safatov website, also you get to register for the upcoming foundational seminar. That's March 25th to 27th in Gainesville, Florida. The next foundational after that, May 13th to 15th in Edmonton, Canada. Also, we'll be facilitating an advanced seminar April 23rd to 28th in North Florida. I appreciate your comment, Marie. It reminds us of a very realized spiritual personality. I know you also admire him. That's A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And he was in Calcutta during World War II, and there were bombs dropping. And when he was interviewed for his biography, he described that he would just go on. If it was dinner time, he would eat dinner, and he wasn't paying too much attention to it. And he was describing that he was asked, yeah, well, what if a bomb came to your area? He said, his favorite name for God was Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. He said, I would see it as Krishna coming to me in the form of this bomb. So that's what I'm hearing, Marie, that you want to cultivate your consciousness that if, and that comes, and, you know, we hope it doesn't, but it definitely will. It's going to happen to you, Marie. It's going to happen to me, and it's going to happen to the cat here. All living entities, nature of the material body, is that it's going to grow and maintain for some time, dwindle and die. And so that's the consciousness that I'm hearing that you'd like to cultivate. that you're seeing that, okay, this is God coming for me. I mentioned about a cat. And so to those, and a metaphor I like is that to those who have developed genuine self-realization, genuine divine consciousness, death is like the jaws of a cat as perceived and experienced from a little kitten. And for those who've not experienced, to the extent that we've not developed authentic self-realization, divine consciousness, death is like the jaws of a cat as perceived from a mouse. Same jaws, quite a different experience.
Hmm.
But what I'm hearing is if you're driving along and there's an inescapable tsunami or earthquake or whatever, or maybe whatever disease or heart attack, whatever it is, and hopefully it'll be 70, 80 years from now, long, long life, but whatever it is, you want that experience to be like a kitten in the jaws of a cat, in the jaws of its mother.
Yeah, yes, as I was watching those images, I was really feeling urgent about cultivating my consciousness to be ready when that tsunami come in my life. And I know it will come. I don't know what form. I don't know when. But I know it's going to come. And also I was really feeling urgent about, you know, like, helping others to have that consciousness. Because I know my time in Japan, my experience of Japan is that it's a very materialistic society, very advanced technologically. However, I could also see, like, you know, like in my 6 months of Japan, so much anxiety and fear in people, and because their consciousness is in protecting themselves, in feeling like if they don't work, nothing is going to happen in their life, they're not going to live properly, and they work very, very hard in Japan. And all that, and I was thinking, like, yeah, it's also urgent to give that consciousness to others.
Urgency. It's a theme we visit. We visit fairly regularly. Urgency. Yeah, and I guess in hearing you speak, I'm thinking that our effort here, Marie, is to create a unique radio experience. Not just listening to the radio, not just some talk show, but a genuine station in self-realization. You can come here as a place for self-realization. And so our hope is anyone who's been tuning in for the past 20 minutes has gotten some direction towards self-realization, maybe some self-inquiry about urgency, about purpose, about how do I respond to the inevitable challenges and miseries of life, and how is that connected with my highest purpose? To what extent do I really think about highest purpose? To what extent am I just going on like an automaton in my life, in my relationships?
Yeah, and to what extent am I resisting? You know, I can imagine like seeing the wave of those cars and houses and that strong power of the water coming to me. And me resisting it, how much pain and fear, and will be involved there, you know, resisting, like he was presenting the human context. And all those things, they are there, and if we try to pretend they are not there, or resisting there, or wanted them to go away, it's going to be very painful, very, very painful. So to the extent that, you know, we come, and I come to the place of accepting the human context, accepting that, yeah, it's the way it is, and then seeing the purpose behind it, and that's the key to really, for myself, to really remember the purpose behind it.
Life purpose. A lot of our coaching, I consider it to be life purpose coaching. So connected to life purpose coaching. And it's like, we're the only species who gets to ask that, as far as I'm aware. And so, if we're not asking that, then, you know, to what degree might we be living like two-legged animals? If we're really not asking about purpose. Yeah, purpose in a spiritual context. I like what you said about resisting the human context. Like part of the human context is old age and death. Okay, so we're not talking about just resigning ourselves and being depressed about it. We're talking about accepting them, even embracing them as part of the reality, not of the self, but of this body. And how much mental agony is involved in because resisting death, resisting old age, how much anxiety, how much low self-esteem. You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. It's March 16th, 2011. Our next Safetov Foundational Seminar will be March 25th to 27th in Gainesville, Florida. We welcome you to call into the show. We welcome you to write in on our blog talk chat. There's a distinction between resigning ourselves and accepting reality and making conscious choices based on that, conscious life-enriching choices based on that acceptance. That's different than resignation, going into a victim attitude, a victim mentality.
Yes, there's a question from Labanga. She says, if I have a habit to be stressed when faced with challenges, that's how I'll be at the time of death. It's more of a comment than a question.
Stress. Thank you, Labanga. Okay, and so, I guess what comes in is, how does that stress serve us? Okay, because we talk about conscious living. And so, I know sometimes, like a certain level of stress, for me, that can be motivating, that can move and inspire me to accomplish things I consider worthwhile. But then if I'm just sort of walking around stress, anxiety, pressure, worry, and that's just my way of being, well, what's that about? Am I a choice of that? Or that's just how I respond to life. And as Labanga points out, she's right, you know. Whatever our habit is in responding to life, that's how we're going to respond to death. Because we might idealize about, you know, where my mind and consciousness will go at the time of death. Whatever we've cultivated in this body, in this lifetime, in this gross and subtle body, that's where the mind will latch onto. So if it's stress and worry and anxiety, then that's where the mind will go. It's like, no, I've been stress, anxiety, worry all my life, and at the time of death it will be peaceful and calm. Yes. And so I know for myself, I think I can relate to Labanga, something like stress, anxiety, pressure. It just seems like so much a part of me that it's just like, well, I don't choose that. I don't create that. I'm not the source of that. It's just like that's how I am about things. Whereas, you know, sometimes something like anger or depression, I can see, oh, yes, I'm a choice about that. But so anger and that whole constellation of emotion, that can be a lot closer for some of us, myself included. It can seem like just entwined. It doesn't seem like an external piece of armor. But it is, because our nature is to be peaceful, free, blissful. So we can look at, what am I getting by hanging on to that stress, and especially related to your comment about urgency, Marie. that if we're really getting urgent about, yeah, is this really how I want to live? Just like all enwrapped in stress. Because what I was enwrapped in stress, pressure, and anxiety about the last 5 days, I mean, it's going to be trivial 5 years from now. And 5 years ago, I was enwrapped in all the anxiety about this, that, and that's trivial a few months later. And when I was 16 years old, and when I was 20 and 30, and so at any point, it's a different set of stuff. So the only thing in common is me being in stress. The externals are always changing. So what do I get for that? What do I get for that way of being? That can be a very urgent question. If we're in urgency, what do I get? What might be the payoff there?
Yeah, what may be the payoff? And then on the other side, you know, like I'm going to say something that maybe some of our listeners will feel, irritated by, or maybe react to, and encourage you to react to and to write to us or come on a call. But to me, it seems that it's coming to a place of trusting that there is nothing harmful. Nothing harmful, like you was expressing, David, about like whatever it is, it's like the mouth of the cat, the way the kitten is seeing it, no matter how ghastly it may appear, that at every moment I trust that there is nothing harmful here for me or anybody else.
Yeah, so I describe like a genuine spiritual consciousness. It's fearless. It's courageous. It's even more than courageous. It's actually fearless because it's understood. It's understanding. Understanding myself as a spirit soul, eternal. I can't be hurt. I can't be withered by the wind. I can't be damaged by a knife or a bullet. Or I can't be drowned by water. Or I can't be burned by fire. Now this can all sound out there for some of our. And it's out there for me, too, because if you start holding fire to me, I'd be scared and all of that. But that's because I'm not all that self-realized. I do have that full trust, though, that as we develop our self-realization, we come to this fearless place. We come to this fearless place. So that really gets at a real solution and a real purpose, cultivating that self-realization, our spiritual consciousness.
To realize the purpose of everything, and then in realizing that purpose, like trusting that nothing can harm me. There is nothing here to harm me, not even a nuclear cloud floating in the air or coming in our direction.
Yes, yeah, this is Michu Sarva Harastraham, which means. The divine God appears in the form of death to each of us. Yes, so the state of fearlessness, and it's not some sort of machismo bravery or something. It's actually realizing ourselves as spiritual entities, and that's the platform of fearlessness. And all the stress, the anxiety, the pressure, it's all about fear. It's all about fear and the bodily conception of life. Of course, on the spiritual platform, there's also anxiety to do my spiritual service, to do it in excellence. But that's a purifying anxiety that takes us deeper into the process of self-realization and divine consciousness. That's different than mundane anxieties that have us living in stress consistently. Now, you've been listening to the Sofitope Radio Show. Thank you, Labanga, for writing in. We encourage you to tune in next week. It'll be March 23rd, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 1:30 Eastern Time. Visit our Sotvatove website, sotvatove.com, and we'll be excited to see you in the next foundational seminar, March 25th to 27th in Gainesville, Florida. This is the Sotvatove Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Thank you for listening. This is David Wolf, your host.